welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report for Monday, and we should have Clay Crossman ready to talk about Nutri-Meds. We've been very busy over the weekend producing a important video on how to do podcasting. It's now up on our Vimeo Video On Demand section, and there's 10 steps. I developed it with Jim Quercy. He's the primary guy, and I proposed a lot of the questions and some of the solutions to the issues. So if you're trying to podcast, which I think is really important, even if you're doing radio now or television, in fact, this includes video podcasting as well. We have a second video coming out in about a week that I think people will really enjoy. I want to touch on some of the latest consultations and news items that are happening right now. And by the way, the next half hour, after we track down Clay, if we can. Clay, you're all set. Clay, let's talk about some of the Nutri-Meds in terms of what's available, in terms of how we can get people well. One of the interesting things I often find is that even when I do a QRMA test, a consultation for people, sometimes they'll think that they can go down to Costco or Walmart or go to the big box vitamin store, or go to their naturopath and get something equivalent. And I have to tell you that there's a desert of nutrients out there in the general public and online. Then there's a slightly improved grade that are given by a lot of doctors, naturopaths. I used them many years ago. Products like Metagenics, etc., Designs for Health, and so on. But then the top grade are customized nutraceuticals. And if you really want to get well, you have to take the right product. Otherwise, putting the label on the sore body part may make more benefit. Can you tell us about what you've discovered in terms of some of your favorites this week that you want to talk about? One of my favorites that we recently added was the idea of looks like our axis is working again. So we may try axis.
Well, Doc, you know, I was talking, I've been in the industry a long time, and what's the most alarming part about the industry now is that a lot of people are buying their supplements online, especially Amazon.com. They're the number one retailer of nutritional supplements in the world now. And so they may go onto your website and see what products that you have, your Nutri-Med.
Right.
Look at the ingredients, and then they say, well, I'll just go get something online, you know. I'll go try to get something similar. And that's a huge, huge mistake. Huge mistake. And well, I'm trying to educate your listeners on the fact that a lot of these products that are found online, they're fakes. They're fakes of these eating companies sent out of China, faulty products. And so they actually may do more harm than good. Yeah, maybe they're saving a dollar or two a bottle. But, you know, what is your health worth? I would not roll the dice and gamble on getting stuff online from people you don't know. I would just recommend that they stay on the protocols that you recommend, because I know you've seen over the course of years that these protocols with these specific products really do get the results that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. We have hundreds of health conditions that we see significant reversal on if people take them as we prescribe them. But if they kind of second-guess and think, well, I can do better, I can do it on my own, they usually find very disturbingly that they don't get an improvement.
Oh, absolutely. And,
sometimes get someone coming back and say, your protocol didn't work. I said, well, I don't see any evidence that you ordered from us, or you ordered like one or two things out of the protocol. And they say, well, you told me what to take. I said, are you kidding? So I want people to wonder, do not, and this is a absolute, do not waste your time, waste your money wandering around thinking you can go on the internet and second guess Dr. Deagle, because we searched for years to get technology. Give an example, Omega Supreme Krill. Our Omega Supreme is 2,000 micrograms of astaxanthin. There's only one manufacturer in the world that actually can make it for us. Everybody else makes the inferior product that they sell and flog on the internet and on big box stores, etc. Mega Reds is only 17 micrograms, not 2,000, of astaxanthin. Now, I tell people, one of the jokes I use is, take two and call me when you're a century old. So when you're protecting your brain, your blood vessel walls. We have other nutraceuticals, too, like our cardiovascular, lactic acid, and so on. When we take things like magnesium threonate, which is brain mag, we already know that we can use it for treating PTSD, depression, anxiety, panic disorder, psychosis, autism. We know that when we use nutraceuticals like our fat-soluble thiamine, like ultrathiamine B1, we can actually reverse
a lot of the damage that's occurring in the kidneys or peripheral neuropathy. Conventional medicine can't. And if you don't take the right combinations and the right quality of the nutraceuticals, there's no way you're going to get well, is there?
There's not. There's not. These are specifically designed by you based on the latest science to show that these actually work in the body. And so you can go look for magnesium, but there's 15 different types of magnesium for 15 different types of conditions,
right.
Different grades of magnesium. They're all not the same. I mean, people need to understand that. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other thing is that you want bioavailability, but you don't want to get side effects. Our magnesium glycinate malate has the magnesium malate for the Krebs cycle and magnesium glycinate for all tissues in the body and has the least likelihood of causing loose bowels. If you take the regular forms of magnesium out there, you're going to get explosive diarrhea if you take an adequate dosage. And even if you take an adequate dosage and someone is significantly deficient, let's say they've got atrial fibrillation or muscle cramps or many other symptoms of hypomagnesemia, it can take you months to correct the problem, even if you take the proper dosage that we give, which is without side effects. The same way when you look at things like Supernox. If you take other formulas to raise your nitric oxide production, you can actually make nitroperoxy radical to make your joints go on fire and increase the chance of what's called nitroperoxy radical in your brain and other tissues. So, you know, to me, it's irresponsible that people think that they can just go online and just find exactly what we're talking about. And that's one of the reasons why I prefer to give people direct consultations by email than even opening up the wellness conditions to everybody. We have only our exclusive group of people that have access to it, like our NutriMed team and our staff and so on. Because, you know, I don't want people thinking, well, I can figure out, and a lot of times the protocols may be a year or two old, figuring out, well, I can get that supplement somewhere else, and I can do just as well as Dr. Deagle. Not. I mean, especially when you're dealing with serious health challenges, because the conventional doctors are just drooling to prove to you that taking nutraceuticals will not alter the course of your illness. Good example is hypercholesterolemia. Now, your cholesterol is a very important molecule. Two-thirds of the dry weight of your brain is cholesterol. So when you start taking our form of cholesterol, a lowering agent, which is omega cod liver liquid, you not only protect the artery wall from oxidative stress and forming plaque, but you also lower cholesterol to the range that it has to be. Now, it may not be at quote ideal, but until you add other things to try to control, say, hyperinsulinemia, hyperglucagonemia, your cholesterol is going to drop. Just 10 mils to 20 mils in the morning is all you need in that orange-flavored solution. Now, if you take a statin drug, you put yourself in significant risk. The research now, and there's lawsuits going on, that women that take statin drugs increase their risk of turning diabetic 200%. We don't know what it is for males yet. The research is still ongoing, but it's increased. That's just diabetes. Then we talk about dementia, heart failure, all kinds of health problems that occur because of interfering with coenzyme Q10 and other metabolic pathways. So you even get patchy dysmyelination in your brain. So what we're providing is what we call customized nutraceutical protocols to help people get well with the highest grade nutraceuticals you can find anywhere. And what I'm doing now is I've put out on Vimeo short videos that explain the wellness protocols. They are video on demand. They're kind of a brief review of what the state of the art is. When you see a video go up, those are the latest nutraceutical protocols because they all need to be updated. If you get the Dr. U book, you're going to get kind of a short version of the top 100 as per, I think, February of this year in terms of the top 100 or 200 illnesses in terms of what can be done for them in terms of nutraceuticals. But that's always in revision, and I customize it based on the people's other symptoms and their budget. A lot of time people can't afford, say, 8 or 10 things, but they can afford 4 things. So we customize it and say, look, let's try and see how you respond and see if we need to add 1 or 2 other things to that protocol. So I think that's a far superior way of approaching it. And people need to realize that there's an art to this and a science. And if you have neither art nor science, what do you have? I don't know what you have, but it's not very good. So
Let me ask you a question about we're getting this about triglycerides. If you have elevated triglycerides, what does that even, first of all, mean in the body, and then how can we treat it?
Well, the triglycerides are elevated because of elevated blood insulin. Insulin makes your liver make triglycerides. It's a glycerol backbone of 3 fatty acids. It always is tied directly to elevated levels of insulin, The first thing I'd recommend, number one, is you take Neovasc, which is going to lower the triglycerides naturally. A percentage of people will get flushing spells because of the effect on their microcirculation, and that's easy to stop it just with taking Power C Plus. So if you take a Power C Plus before you take your Neovasc, you won't get the flushing. It universally stops it. The second thing is you want to lower blood insulin. And what I would do there is I'd use a combination of leptin metabolic, which lowers insulin and leptin resistance, dibetalene, biotin plus, and berberstatin. And this combination will lower insulin and glucagon, because if your blood sugar is driven high just by your liver converting protein into sugar, your blood glucagon will rise as well, and you're going to end up with more glycated proteins, more inflammation called RAGE, reactive advanced glycosylation end products, and you're going to end up with the reaction. The best patch for damaged blood vessel walls is cholesterol, and triglycerides rise because the insulin level is high, all because of this, if you want to call it, metabolic stress going on. In other words, the body's response to the stress of free radicals is to increase insulin resistance. So insulin resistance.
Now, what about if somebody has low cholesterol but high triglycerides? I've seen that too. What does that mean?
The cholesterol basically means their pathways for making cholesterol are low. Triglycerides usually mean they may not be properly packaging or removing the triglycerides from the liver. That's where Neovasc will come in by itself. If someone's cholesterol is particularly low, very often they are lacking the basic building blocks for cholesterol in their diet. I mean, they have a diet that doesn't have enough of the building blocks for, you know, their diet is too low in fat. Fat actually is not your enemy. Trans fat's your enemy, and cooking with high partially hydrogenated vegetable oil is, or trans fats or polyunsaturates is very bad. If someone's cholesterol is too low, it actually increases their risk of cancer. Isn't that interesting?
Very.
So what I think people should start to realize is that we're here to help them, but we want them to understand that even when you read the book Dr. You, it says that, you know, we want you to become more informed so you can make a better decision, but you don't become Dr. Deagle. No, that's, if somebody's even to follow me around and they were already a physician, it would take 8 to 10 years to learn 90% of what I know, and by that time I would have already moved on. So I teach the lectures, and of course when I deal with doctors to teach them worldwide, I go case by case. If you have a couple dozen cases, say in Santiago, Chile, of really complex common cases, you get a gist as how to approach those cases after reviewing them with you. And that's what I do. I teach by case, because that way, if you have common conditions like hypertension, what is hypertension? Endothelial wall function. So vein away, which is diosmin. And I've seen people say, well, in fact, I had a call a few weeks ago, and somebody said, well, what I would take for varicose veins and hemorrhoids. And the person, after I gave them their advice, said, well, I can find diosmin. And of course, you're not going to get the right nanoparticle size. So all the research study is done on four angstrom nanoparticles, and they're not going to get the right size particle, are they?
No, the 4 micron size is the size that's been studied in Europe extensively for decades, and so there's many diosmin products on the market, but they're larger than 4 micron size, and so you're not going to get the result that was found in the study. And when you look at the studies, it's remarkable how effective it is at helping the body.
We use it for the eye. For example, if someone has glaucoma, and this is, by the way, for you eye doctors out there, the most important thing when you're doing anything, whether it's building a building, writing a law, doing a medical thing, figuring out a solution to a complex business problem, is you have to ask the right questions. And when you get an anomalous answer or something that doesn't fit, you don't throw it over your left shoulder. You have to then rethink your theory. For example, glaucoma. Glaucoma is not a condition caused by high eye pressure. It's aggravated by it. But when you get the pressures into normal, 40% of people with glaucoma have normal eye pressures. It's a problem with microcirculation in the eye, so the endothelium and the small vessels of the eye are in trouble. Now, you get closer if you do a thing called OPA, or ocular pulsatile amplitude. So you look at the actual blood flow, and it's the difference between the pressure on the outside, which is the ocular, intraocular pressure, and the amount of circulatory ability, including things like releasing nitric oxide and the health of the endothelium. So when you use things like ultrathiamine B1 and our ellagic acid, and you use vein away, very important for the eye, and you reduce oxidative stress with things like our Vision Max, you're moving along the pathway of fixing the microcirculation to the back of the eye. And when you add things like Neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid, and Omega Supreme Krill, now you fix the problem. You're actually working at fixing the microcirculation and the myelination at the back of the eye. You might get disc cup ratio changes, but it doesn't mean the person's going blind from that. They're going blind because they're losing the microcirculation to the back of the eye. And so the problem is that the doctors don't like anomalies, and so they throw those anomalies over their shoulder rather than being good scientists. And that's why a lot of solutions to problems stare them in the face, but they don't pursue them. For example, what's cancer? Cancer is a hypoxic condition where cells adapt and turn on and off genes. So is autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is often accompanied by, for example, stealth pathogens inside the cell that actually cause the cell to start producing antigenically different surface antigens, so the cells become not recognized by the immune system. So if you approach it from a logical point of view, whether it's, say, an inflammatory arthritis like rheumatoid, and we're using Cell Defense Plus, and we're using other things to modify and kill off the stealth pathogens, or we have osteoarthritis, which is tied in with high insulin, high levels of nitro peroxy radical in the joint, and free radical cytokines, it's free radical-inducing cytokines. Well, you start off with things like leptin metabolic, Inflamex, Cell Defense Plus, tendon mender and joint performance, and collagen max. Now you can actually heal the joints because you're making your new hydroviscous layer, you're turning off the inflammation, you're turning off the cellular changes so you can actually reverse the healing with the Cell Defense Plus. So you get at the problem rather than coming up with a disease-modifying drug like infliximab or one of these other drugs that the doctors will push, which knocks out parts of your immune system, but it doesn't fix the underlying problem. And when people try to get an inferior thing or they take an over-the-counter like anti-inflammatory, they're doing themselves a disservice. They're going to end up, let's say, with a knee replacement rather than with a regenerated joint or a joint that's improving significantly so you don't need to work and put off, say, a stem cell transplant at Centenos Clinic after we prep you up so the stem cells will actually take. So that's important, isn't it?
Oh, very, yeah. When you explain it in a logical way, boy, it sure makes sense.
Yeah. Why don't you pick out a couple of your favorites?
Sure. Well, I really like the acetylglucosamine. I mean, if you're really looking for something foundational to take to really help with all kinds of different conditions, the acetylglucosamine is you know, the master antioxidant in the body's glutathione. And if you can give the body already a form of glutathione that it doesn't have to make, you can just take, get it in the cells, boy, I just really recommend that. You know, before you had to go in and get IVs,
yeah.
And that was hundreds of dollars, it takes hours.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Now, what I also do with lungs, if somebody has COPD, the primary free radical in lung tissue is what's called the hydroperoxy radical. So you have to take one or two or three times a day. I also recommend you grind it with a mortar and pestle, put it in your Armron nasal inhalation device, your Sinus Pulse Elite with a little blue, clear blue capsule, or one of your other inhalation devices. A small amount in normal saline of the very finely ground glutathione from the open capsule of cell detox glutathione. It's amazing, along with our disease modifiers like Cell Defense Plus, will help heal up.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Clay, the whole issue of health is really interesting. I'm working on my paper I'm presenting this November called the basically the biophoton theory of aging and disease. And here's how it works. Think of the nutrients as the white keys on a keyboard and the minerals as the dark keys. We have the only technology called it's called protein amino acid chelated minerals. So they don't go through the same ion channels as other minerals, which get jammed trying to get through. They actually are actively transported across with proteins so that we bring all the essential nutrients. For example, if you're trying to raise nitric oxide levels, you have to have adequate levels of molybdenum or it doesn't work. The molybdenum is present in our Minerals Plus. If you're trying to heal tissues, you need a proper ratio of zinc and copper. Now, if you need a little extra zinc and copper, we have the Copper Regenimax, but Vitamin Mineral Max, every single one of our vitamins in our drinks or our capsules is in the final activated state. So whether you have a genetic polymorphism or they call them SNP, S-N-P, where you actually can't bioconvert to its final stage, all our vitamins, which are extremely unique, are completely bioconverted to its final stage. So it doesn't matter if you have a gene defect of methylating folic acid. It doesn't matter if you have a problem with B6 activation. We already present it to your cells and tissues. We also present the minerals in a way that are going to correct it. Now, we have technology that can measure, like the QRMA, that can measure if your mineral content. But if you want blood, urine, and stool or other, we call living pathology tests, we can do these functional medicine tests to validate that our other testing, the biophoton testing with the QRMA, is correct. Then when we fix these things, we fix the underlying problems, your cells activate the DNA that produces structural proteins and the enzymes, and your body's healed. The body is always ready to heal, even if you're 90, if you present it with the right nutrients and the right activating signals, etc. You need to have the right quality nutraceuticals, though, in order for that to happen. Otherwise, here's one of the problems is the cells that are relatively well will suck up the nutrients and they stay well. But the sick cells are so sick, if they aren't babied along with activated nutrients and special protein amino acid chelates and other activated forms that are bioavailable to these sick cells, the sick cells don't get better. See, you've got to think of it as a hospital. If you had 100 people in the hospital, 97 of them were in there for minor things like a minor cut and a cold, and 3 of them were kind of dying. You have to treat the people that are dying as priority, otherwise they're going to die. Now, in the tissue, if you have 15% of the cells are sick or weak, They're not going to necessarily absorb the nutrients in there unless they're in an activated state or super bioavailable. They're just not going to absorb them. So those sick cells stay sick. And that's where NutriMeds comes in, is we have the protocols, but we also are able to feed those sick cells so they're up out of their bed, they're walking around the hospital, and they're ready to be discharged, rather than staying in bed and then dragging down, say, your liver function, your kidney function, your brain function. So aging is basically accumulation of senescent or weaker or sick cells that can't properly metabolize, and also the lack of getting rid of mitochondria, called decreased mitophagy. That's what aging is. Now, with diseases, there's a fingerprint of mineral deficiencies in each tissue. There's a fingerprint of deficient activated nutrients in each tissue because they're either not on the diet or the body can't activate them, and or if they are activated, they're grabbed by other tissues before they get to the sick cells, and the sick cells don't absorb hardly any of it. That's why if you don't take NutriMeds, you're wasting your time in most cases. And in some cases, you're actually creating new deficiencies by creating more imbalances by putting things you don't need that are going to interfere with the proper absorption. Interesting, hey? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. It'd just be like, you know, if you, instead of taking your car to a, your modern car to a auto mechanic who has all the computers and tools and diagnostics to take care of it versus trying to work it on it yourself. I know I'll mess up my car even worse if I try to work it on it myself. Well, you take it to an expert, you know, you take it like Dr. Deagle.
Yeah, and it's not just the, it's not just diagnosing the problem. This is the problem with medicine. Medicine doesn't look at the genetic, the heterogeneity of the epigenetics and the genetics of each individual, their toxicology. For example, I saw in occupational medicine, because I was a director in Denver with Health South and with other clinics like the one in Illinois, South of Chicago, that I'd see people exposed to heavy metals, doing welding, they had tellurium, lead, all kinds of weird stuff in their system. And they also had exposure to solvents like methylethyl ketone. Well, when they started developing health problems, they were all surprised and thinking, why are you surprised? Now, the conventional doctors will give them a drug to stop the feeling their nerves that are dying or stop them from, you know, dying on the spot but developing new problems from the toxic drugs they would give. What my approach is, let's find out the cause, let's fix the underlying biochemistry, let's provide nutrients that are bioavailable, bioconverted, and absorbable and transportable to the sick cells to reverse the organ function.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
To open lines on any topic, you just have to tell Dan or Bordop exactly what your question is or statement, and try to be really specific in terms of your question or statement. So any topic, health issues, geopolitical, spiritual, technology, financial, any issue you want to cover. I'd like to touch on some things that are going on in the news lately, and you get an idea of what's happening. Some of my favorite sites are Drudge. Of course, we also have Tim Alexander's blog. Many other sites that are really good. We're seeing also a move toward the far right in Austria. Apparently the far right candidate nearly was defeated in Austrian presidential elections. But I'm sure that that's not going to be over. It's almost certain that Angela Merkel is going to be removed from the German chancellor's position in Germany. In the Trump standoff, Ryan risks isolation early in the speakership. So it's very likely that Trump is going to, if there isn't a congruence on a number of major topics, whether it's immigration or international trade, like the trade treaties that are being pushed by the party, main party, Republican Party, against Trump, you're going to see a big push to remove Ryan. He'll be on his way out. And I don't think that it's going to go the other way. I don't think anything is going to. I think you're going to see the amount of people around Trump being built up that'll make it very difficult for them to stop this tsunami. And interestingly, Bernie Sanders was visiting here in Vista, California yesterday. And really, a lot of the same issues are brought up by both Sanders and by Trump, only Sanders has no idea or clue or even experience with how to solve these problems and actually bring them into real action. The first thing, and I'm just going to cover some of the topics and some what I call early solutions, which I'm going to write up in articles and videos. The first solution is healthcare. if you look at socialist countries, they're, one of the problems that they still remain is they have, number one, malpractice lawsuits, which need to be removed. We need to have mediation. And we need to have training and proper retesting to make sure people are competent. We need to get rid of what we call state, or in places like in Canada, provinces. We need to get rid of state licensure. We need to have national licensure by a non-government body. And you need to be able to train up. If you start off as an EMT, if you train up and take the proper courses and go to special surgery centers, you can go from an ENT to becoming a general surgeon. We also need a system where you get rid of fee-for-service. Doctors should be paid based on an hourly wage, based on years of experience and training, and they should be paid well. And we need, if we get rid of malpractice, it cuts a lot of the costs. We need also rationalization of health care. We have too many of certain specialists, and the only way to stay in practice is they do unnecessary procedures. We need also make sure that we don't have a glut of certain types of technology. When you come to a large city, like, for example, the city of Denver had more PET scanners, three PET scanners, than all of Europe with over almost 400 million people. That's kind of ridiculous. We have a situation where people aren't properly using the technology that we do have. For example, cardiologists don't want to refer to radiologists to do a high-speed CT scan, which picks up 12% more people to have silent coronary artery disease than a treadmill stress test, but because they have a treadmill stress test machine in their office. So we need to have rationalization of care. We also need to have team approaches where they meet in meetings, for example, like rounds, to deal with tough cases, and the head of the team is a doctor. They have nurse practitioners, chiropractors, naturopaths, nutritionists, and others, psychologists and so on in the team, so they can approach a problem from multiple points of view. We also need to make sure there's a level playing field between functional medicine and we call nutrient and biochemical and epigenetic medicine and pharmacological medicine. It's directly suppressed. Most doctors don't, including the members of many medical boards, don't have enough background in what we call living pathology, toxicology, or immunology. So they don't know, when they see someone with Lyme disease, which is even proven positive on testing, let's say, at antibody labs with Dr. Arista Vujadani, Immunosciences in Los Angeles, or the iSpot Lyme test that shows IFN gamma, the medical profession in their various states will actually come after doctors and actually delicense them if they give more than a month of antibiotics. And the antibiotics, by the way, only work temporarily, but our nutraceuticals work permanently. You need to stay on a maintenance dosage, but we can basically, I don't like to use the word cure, but we can put into full remission people's hepatitis B or C or Lyme disease. We can restore the physiological function so you get your function back. I had a colleague that I talked to the other day, and I didn't realize I hadn't talked to him for a while. He went for total knee replacement. Well, in that situation, what I would have done for him is, number one, I would have prepared his tissues by giving him the right nutraceuticals to regrow a hydroviscous layer in his joint. I would have recommended he see an orthopedic surgeon to clean out debris that's acting like little micro razor blades and realign the patella if it's not properly tracking this condylar notch in his femur. What I would do is I would prepare his tissues with peptides from Europe to try to regrow the tissue and hyperbaric oxygen and a ketogenic diet. And then I would giving him a referral to, say, the Grand Cayman Islands, to Dr. Centeno's clinic for stem cell transplant, not just platelet-rich plasma, but an actual stem cell transplant where they multiplied a few weeks, or the Stomedica clinic in Santa Clarita. I don't know if they can put it directly in the joints. It may not be necessary, because if you have a large enough number of stem cells and you have the proper markers to turn on the activation to arrive at a particular tissue with things like MycoD2, which is one of our products, others we call stem cell support nutraceuticals, you can regenerate the joint. And we do that all the time. I regenerate joints in the back and spine, referring to the proper clinics. So I network. So you don't have to. Now, when we're dealing with the immigration issue, we need to have cultural immigration. We did until the late 60s, had cultural immigration where we brought people in from Europe. We need a small amount of these high-tech immigration things, but it maybe should be where they don't acquire citizenship. They have a long-standing employment here in America, and we should stop all immigration for Muslims. Islam is dangerous in every way, shape, or form, and as Bill Warner says, Islam light is still Islam. And the problem is they tolerate the extreme Islam, which may be 5% of their group, but it's expanding rapidly, especially among young people. 72% of the mosques in America are Muslim, are radicalized. By radicalized, it means they want to blow up and violate the Constitution, set up Sharia law, and they want to have no-go zones, etc. It's not acceptable. So Islam should be out altogether. And we should let cultural immigration replace our current immigration by technology approach. And we also have to stop illegal immigration. We need a wall, but we also need to make sure that other ports of entry can't happen. They're hiring lots of jets to bring in illegals to just fly in here and just, they don't have to cross the desert. They just fly in here, land at an airport, and disappear. Or people that overstay their J-1C visas. So the immigration issue is thorny, especially as America becomes an island of relatively good economy compared to the rest of the world that's going down the toilet. In terms of dealing with health issues, everyone, we should have a value-added tax. That money should go back to the county, not just the state, the county. And the county should have committees made up of citizens and health providers. The government should stay out of it. All they do is collect the monies that go back to the county based on population. And if there's specific needs that that require extra monies, they should apply for the extra monies required to put in space, say, special types of hospitals, or if they have a large vet population for veterinary for vets or more, they need to have those kind of things. And I don't think they should separate the veterinary hospital system from the regular. It should just be all good, whether you're, and then same with occupational medicine. Every doctor should be trained up to be an occupational doc. And they should be upgraded to the levels where with their doctor or chiropractor, they need to know how to deal with occupational medicine, because it would cut the cost dramatically. You don't have separate systems and separate costs for buying occupational insurance. So in terms of America with foreign treaties, we should not have foreign treaties because it subverts the American Constitution and the ability to file lawsuits. We need also have environmental protection, but not gobs of all kinds of regulations that prevent people from being able to set up a business. It takes 90 days to set up a business in China compared to 5 years in America because of regulations. But at the same time, they're still doing things like fracking, which is destroying the land, destroying the water table, destroying the biology of up to 15 million Americans exposed to hydrofracking, which is toxic and dangerous. And then it doesn't approach things like, for example, what's the politics of not bringing in, for example, oil from the from Alberta, say the Turner Valley, which is high-quality oil, or the tar sands or other oil sources in America that are proper wells that have been dug over the last 70 years. All you have to do is just open up the cap and then pump them up because they refill. We don't need to necessarily frack near agricultural areas or areas where it's going to affect the main aquifer. We also need to start recharging the water aquifers with primary water. I will be getting on the program Northwestern University scientists to talk about primary water from ringwoodite from deep in the earth. We'll be also, I've tried in the past, but although they're reticent to do public interviews, with Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute in Eureka, Kansas. I guess his board doesn't want him to speak too much publicly. But when I spoke to Paul 2 months ago, he had actually just opened up a well at 6,000 feet in the northern California mountains that was putting over 1,000 gallons per hour, 1,000 gallons per hour of water. So when you have these so-called problems, many times the solutions are staring us in the face. The same with dealing with China and Russia. Russia and China should be business allies, and we should also realize that we don't want the United Nations ruling the world. Right now we have a proxy government. The United Nations needs to be abolished. NATO needs to be reformed according to Trump, and I agree with him totally, especially to deal with terrorism. And everywhere we should be defunding ISIS and ISIL, which America is supporting and NATO is supporting, because they're buying the oil. These G20 nations are buying the oil from ISIS, which keeps them in power, and they can buy military hardware or just given to them. A lot of times we do sneaky things like give it to Al-Nursa or other groups we consider non-terrorist organizations. And then Russia recently just made the statement that they were able to identify that a lot of these groups that weren't adhering to the treaty were by definition terrorist organizations, and get the United Nations to sanction them as well. So we have a criminal elite in the White House. We have a criminal elite in the Department of Justice with Loretta Lynch threatening to fine or jail people that speak against Islam. We have a criminal globalist elite in the Republican and Democratic parties that want to have the international treaties that obviate our normal constitution. And Trump's going to fix that, along with us. Where is army? Where is army of pro se litigant actions? For example, when I hear people continue after 20, 30 years still wringing their hands over a pro-life, I say, why don't they file, just like we had Dr. Fred Graves on a couple weeks ago, how to win in court. And that course, by the way, is essential. If you want to be the fourth arm of government, you need to take the course. It's $250. It's well worth it. You can share it among a number of people, so you can have four or five people, so it gets down to maybe $50 a person. to have the How to Win a Court course. You can then know how to file low-cost litigant actions. You know how to file for every kind of legal action, for patents, for whatever you want to do. So do not rely on the legal system. Make sure you put a choke chain on it, including the judges. Don't let the politicians, even great ones like Donald Trump, get bad advisors and just proceed with doing things that you think are wrong. Don't kind of say, well, he's ours, so we'll kind of look the other way when he's doing something. And a couple of things that he's talked about that I personally am great concern over is, number one, you can't deport people who have been born here, because you're not just dealing with Mexicans and Central Americans. You're dealing with people from China and from other countries that over the decades have got citizenship by being here. And how do you define whether they're born here of illegal parents or by somebody who's just visiting? If they're born in America, they become an American citizen. And that is not something that Trump can decide. It's something that the Supreme Court will decide, which is why it's so important Trump gets in to put the proper justices there to stick to the Constitution and don't try to invent law. And we'll be talking to some legal experts on the program about these specific issues. The other issue is we need to defund a Planned Parenthood. Although it does a cover of doing all these other things for women, that's the purview of their primary doctor. It's ridiculous that you have a separate institution. And it should, by the way, be so that the cost of education, the cost of health care, basically there's no barriers and no co-pays and no pre-existing conditions. So if women do need birth control, and we're talking about the best way is probably a valve technology rather than hormones, because a lot of the hormones they give actually form 16-hydroxyestrone adducts and can increase the risk of breast cancer and other uterine cancers later on. We have to also make women understand that if you have an abortion, the likelihood of having future health problems such as breast cancer and so on is higher, and difficulty with forming a relationship with your husband or children, and increased, behavioral changes that can cause problems with their life in the future. So there's lots of side effects to doing these things. We also need to encourage women and men to take time, like in Germany, to go home after they have a family. Here in America, we don't encourage that. We wonder why we're needing what we call massive amounts of immigration. The same thing is going on in Canada, where if it wasn't for immigration, the Canadian population would be collapsing. So they're changing the nature of the culture by doing non-cultural immigration, and that's not acceptable. The next thing we need to do is we need to import specific technology that we think is going to be helpful. The Chinese are real smart at this. They take Bombardier to Montreal, advance the technology slightly so they get a little higher speed out of it, and then call it their new technology. We need to do the same thing. We need to do some industrial espionage ourselves to take technology from elsewhere, but most of it is develop it here at home. That includes nuclear fusion technology, a plasma distribution line so you don't have step-down transformers, a non-distributed network with what's called light sail technology, which my niece developed, Danielle Fung Deagle, and what she developed was a technology that's being supported by billionaires and large corporations all from China to around the world to store power as compressed air. In these compressed air chambers, it can store 750 megawatts of power. That means that large power corporations can smooth out the power curve, and you don't need smart meters. Smart meters are dangerous. They cause fires. They cause non-thermal injury to people's DNA. They polarize cells and cause insomnia and many health problems, including cancer and cardiac arrhythmias and depression, and probably have lots of epigenetic effects we have yet to find out. So smart meters need to go. We also need to have more privacy. One of the problems is we have social media, but there needs to be restrictions on companies like Facebook. When people sign over their life and their life history is used as a platform for advertising, there needs to be links, limitations on Facebook and Twitter so that although it can be used for your own good, it can't be used by corporations to, number one, enrich themselves. I've heard that Facebook is now worth $380 billion. And that's on the back of your social media and your private videos and other materials. It also is basically what I call the face of the No Such Agency or NSA, because the NSA has got its claws into everybody in every nation. Even the phone system in China is a system that's run by NSA, believe it or not, 3Com. So we need a lot of changes. I'm writing papers and videos on every one of these issues to provide at least some good questions and some reasonable solutions to problems, but we need to properly advise Donald. So When Donald's already moves forward, we have good advice, good action plans, good solutions to every problem, and to say, we're going to make a huge difference. Back in a moment. Your questions, 800-313-9443.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes app.
Welcome back. And Carol, you're calling in from Idaho, and I understand that you have some really good questions. Let's start from the top.
Okay, number one, I have grave concern about Donald Trump's buddy-buddiness with the Bolshevik Israelis under Bibi Netanyahu. Okay, that's number one. Should I stop there?
Yeah, stop there, and we'll go one by one. The first thing is the State of Israel is an apostate state that is a Bolshevik communist state that was set up as an atheistic follow-up. If Jesus was here, and in the political circles or a journalist, he would say that you're of the synagogue of Satan.
Amen.
Now, I can say that having been, my mother's family were direct blood descendants of Moses and Cohen's from Lebanon, which used to be part of North Israel. So what people should start understanding is the State of Israel is our ally. We have to stand by them, but we also have to not have the tail, which is Israel, wagging the dog, America. They have done industrial espionage, military espionage. In fact, the assassination of John F. Kennedy by Lyndon Baines Johnson was partly collaborating both the fact that the Israelis wanted nuclear materials and micronukes as well as advanced nuclear materials from our reactors. And I know this is a fact because I took care of employees working the Savannah River plant and also inside deep inside parts of the nuclear industry with presidential level clearance. I can tell you straight up, we have a fingerprint from every isotope, and we know exactly where they stole the nuclear isotopes and shipped them to Israel in the 1960s, that they have at least 800 missiles. It's a pretty significant amount of missiles, and they have advanced space-based technology. So Israel should, number one, not be able to, with things like their super PACs and so on, manipulate American politics, which they do. And all politicians, both Democrat and Republican, basically kowtow to Israel. I would say they're our ally. You make treaties with your enemies, and you make agreements with your allies. And we need to make a treaty with Israel, because Israel is manipulating American politics that puts us in grave danger. Number two, so I think that Trump should stay an ally, and should, but he should rearrange the arrangement with Israel. We need to protect Israel, which, by the way, Obama was not doing. He was actually putting in danger that there would be an expanding war, that Israel was collaborating with both CIA and the Academy, which is the Blackwater Security, to train ISIS and ISIL. But, and I took, I've had calls and talked to actually anesthesiologists recently, 3 months ago, that took care of ISIS people that were injured in these battles against Syria and Russia, and they're treated in Israeli hospitals. So you need to understand how corrupt it is. Now, I know that Trump has two children, grandchildren that are Jewish, and I'm not against the Jewish people. Jewish people need to throw off they need to throw off the bans of what we call Babylonian Talmudic Satanism, which is hanging over the Jews like Damocles' sword. We realize that many of them reject the crazy religion of this so-called Sabbatean Satanism, so they become secular agnostics and communists. So part of the reason why so many of the Jews are either secular agnostics or communists is because they've thrown off, if you actually studied Talmudic Judaism, you realize how crazy it is and how evil. I remember 25 years ago having a discussion with a rabbi because I wanted to learn Hebrew. And he says, we're closer to Harry Potter than we are to you so-called Christians. He said, I'm only going to tell you this because you're a Cohen. Stay right there over the top of the hour, Carol. I'm going to have you come back. And we're going to continue with this discussion because, as I say, I have a analysis and solution for each one of these issues that needs to be opened up because we need to have a choke chain on Trump as well. But we also need to understand that Israel is our ally, and we need also have to realize they're also a potential enemy because they need to have a treaty to control them so they don't control our politics or our military hardware and other secrets they send directly on to our real enemies, possibly Russia and China and others. So Israel is, I say, it's a real hell. And remember now, Netanyahu is a globalist CFR member.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without military funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.